Hello. Yes, it's time for the good stuff. We've got a lot packed in for the next 5 minutes. I want to start it off by talking about Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, full-color magazine. Nope, they just are concerned about content. Agriculture news, that's what they're focused on. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. And that's what you get. Check them out online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
And of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you this fall to spend a little time down in Cherry County in the Valentine area. Nice time for a river trip down the Niobrara River, a little walleye fishing out at Merritt Reservoir, maybe a little stroll through Smith Falls State Park. They're all still open year-round, matter of fact. So check it out at visitvalentine.com. I have one more of those product and company slogans that never really quite caught on. Radio Shack. You remember Radio Shack?
Yes, yeah. I do.
They're not quite as big as what they were at one time. You've got questions, we've got geeks. I think that was that's probably where Best Buy came up with the Geek Squad. I don't know.
Yeah, they took it and made it a good thing.
What do you have today?
Well, it's the season. Cool it. This is called The Nights Are Getting Cooler and We Savor Every Breath. The summer heat, so oppressive, has lingered long enough. Let's have some really lovely evenings throughout a long, long fall, filled with special colors, at least until December's call. A time to harvest memories. Relax and enjoy each day. Fill our souls with pure gladness to carry through cold winter days. Jenny Klasna. It's called Cool It, and quite timely, I thought.
Yeah, I think it is. Bill and Donna Earhart sent this one in to the good stuff called Perspective. Maybe we don't have it so bad. Just imagine that you were born in the year 1900. On your 14th birthday, World War I starts. Some 22 million people perish in the war. 1 year later, a Spanish flu epidemic hits the planet and runs to your 29th birthday. In that time, 50 million died from the flu. On your 29th birthday, the Great Depression hit. Unemployment dropped to 25%. The gross domestic product dropped 27%. That runs until you're 33. The country nearly collapses along with the world economy. When you turn 39, World War II starts. You aren't even over the hill yet. On your 41st birthday, the U.S. is fully engaged in that war. Between your 39th and 45th birthdays, another 75 million people perish. And the Korean War broke out. Next came the smallpox epidemics. Another 5 million perish. From your birth until you are 55, polio epidemics hit each summer, crippling or killing another 3 million. At age 55, the Vietnam War starts and runs for another 20 years. 4 million died in that conflict. Then it was the Cold War, where fear of the worldwide atomic annihilation set in. On your 62nd birthday, the Cuban Missile Crisis set in. Think of everyone on the planet born in 1900. How did they endure all of that? When you were a kid and didn't think your 85-year-old grandparents knew how hard school was and how mean the kids in your class were. Perspective is an amazing thing. It's an amazing art, refined and enlightening as time goes on. Try to keep things in perspective as your grandparents were called upon to endure all of those things I just read. And all we were called upon to do during the pandemic was to stay at home and sit on your couch. A little perspective. That came from Jerry Krueger's column in the American News. Food for thought and perspective today.
Here's a few thoughts on stress.
Okay.
Okay. A speaker held a glass of water up to his audience and asked, "How heavy?" Some said 8 ounces, others 20 ounces. He then said, "Absolute weight doesn't matter. It's how long you hold it. A minute is not a problem. In an hour, my arm will ache. But at the end of the day, I may need an ambulance. The longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes." Same with stress in our lives. If you try to carry it too long, it can affect your health, both physically and mentally. As the burden becomes increasingly heavy, we won't be able to carry on. So, the moral of the story? Let go of your stress.
So a boy comes home from school and tells his mother he has a part in the play. She asks, "What part is it?" The boy says, "I play the part of the Jewish husband." The mother scowls and says, "Go back and tell the teacher you want a speaking part." If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.